Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuition Talks with your hosts, Tina Moody and Kristen O'Meara, a podcast for the consciously curious. Sit back and relax as we have down-to-earth discussions about our journeys of self-transformation, along with sharing channeled messages with you from Spirit. We hope that what we have learned and insights from our special guests inspire you to trust your intuition as you navigate the ups and downs and twists and turns on your life path. Thank you for listening today, and we hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuition Talks. I am Kristen O'Meara, and today I am flying solo. So I have a lovely episode planned for you all. And first, I'd like to say Happy New Year. I hope you're having a graceful entry into 2024. I know it can be a mixed bag for some of us, and some of us are ready to jump in both feet first. So Happy New Year. Okay, so today I'd like to start with the channeling. And this channeling is from my son, Austin's higher self, who I love to collaborate with. And as I've mentioned before, that he woke me up in such a profound way. Austin, my son, and Austin's higher self back in 2013. And I channeled him for the first time in a cafe, not having any intention to do so until I got the intuitive hit that why not? Why not talk to my son's higher self? And as many of you know from this past year, if you've been listening to Intuition Talks, my son is on the autism spectrum. And for many years, he just had a handful of words. And it was very difficult for me as a parent to understand what he needed. And having a child with autism, there's so much more that I needed to understand from his perspective when he was having tantrums or running away, just general frustration and anxiety. So that day I chose to take a risk and speak to him. And I am forever grateful for that conversation that was quite brief because I hadn't channeled before. So I didn't really know what I was doing per se. And I continued to channel his higher self to understand more about not only Austin, but about my life and the meaning and purpose of my relationship with my son. Of course, love was never a question, but when you have a child with special needs, it naturally opens up a lot of questions, a lot of existential questions that other parents may not ever have in terms of their relationship with their child. And then when I decided to write my book, which was really just a narrative, an account of my journey of awakening that kicked off in 2009, I decided, you know, I want to add these channelings to my book. I think folks would get a lot of hope and inspiration from them. So that's what I've done. And my book will be out in the spring. And I really look forward to sharing more of that journey and my book with you. But for now, I would love to share with you a channeling that I received a couple of days ago for you all. I never know what I'm going to get, so it's always a surprise. As Tina and I have joked around in the past, Austin's higher self and I are very similar. We have a lot to say. So the channelings that I get from Austin's higher self are not short, and I love that because although very brief channelings are very potent. Every word has a meaning. But I think there's something to his messages that are usually quite long. And in my book, they're anywhere from 2 to 4 pages long. One, it's helped me unfold my development as a channeler and developing my intuition. And it's also given Austin's higher self a platform to share what he really wants to share. And I just relish in his words, and I relish in what his words are creating in the moment. And I get really excited when I'm channeling him. I know what he's forming to a point. And then as the channeling continues, I'm usually very surprised and want to know more. So for any of you out there who are channeling, that's when we have to learn to continue to trust and surrender and give the pen or the reins to the highly evolved being that we are speaking with. Austin, of course, my son, and I have an incredibly close and profound relationship. And I've developed a very close and profound relationship with Austin's higher self. So I can catch myself wanting to talk with him when I'm channeling, and to have it be like a collaboration. And I love the ways we've worked through that process. So for any of you who are mediums out there, you know when you're working, particularly if you're clairvoyant, you get a lot of symbols. The symbols that I get from him are either him telling me, no, Kristen, listen to what I'm saying. I know you're excited. Or I get a red light or something of that nature. And now it's flowing with more ease. And that has been a journey within a journey, is learning how to channel. And I hope to talk more about it with you at another point. So this is the channeling that I got a few days ago. You who are listeners are also seekers. Seekers of the light that shines within you, and the light that is not so easily found in what you refer to as the dark spaces in your life. We say this to you. Your journey of awakening is not easy, but it is not hard. That is the paradox of a journey of awakening, or a journey to know your light. The journey affords you the ability to know this paradox and come to understand it. A paradox of light and love, of dark and fear. A paradox of life and death, and all that exists between these two poles of awareness in the cycle of being a human on earth. The choice, which is the breath of your awakening, is to move toward this paradox, not away from it. You see, when you understand that you are seeking to know yourself in the light of day and in the moonlight of dark, you will not be so afraid to know yourself in what you consider to be polar opposites in your lifetime. In simpler terms, do not be afraid of love's opposite. See it. Explore its meaning to you. Understand that this experience is a teacher to you, and you will understand more of who you are in the dark. So when the light comes out of the shadows and you look toward it, you will begin to understand yourself even more. Let the polar opposites of your life exist simultaneously. Do not chase the light and forego the darkness. And thus, do not dwell in the darkness and shut out the light. Do you see? You are a child of both the light and the dark. Experience both. Learn from both. And then look within on your journey of awakening, what we would call knowing thyself in all ways, as a wondrous gift that will teach you many things. Remember, the choice is yours. When you breathe with awareness, traversing in the dark and light, know that your breath is a choice to continue onward. Let your breath be a reminder of the choice you are making to know thyself in all ways. Then you will transcend the teaching of the light and dark to see more. And then, my friends, let the dance begin anew. Dance, my friends. Dance with the light and dark, and accept them both as teachers, master teachers of love and awareness. We love you. I just love this channeling. It's interesting because I've channeled Austin's higher self for so many years that his messages are very simple. I wouldn't be surprised if there are only a handful of themes that he works on, but he always talks about those themes, like dancing with the light and dark. Don't be afraid of the dark. Don't chase the light and forgo the dark. He always brings fresh awareness to the themes that he brings to me and to you. And I find that with so many books that I've read that are channel books, that similar themes are woven through all of the books that I've enjoyed reading over the years. They're all the same. And I think that sheds light to what he's saying, that your journey of awakening is not easy, but it is not hard. That is the paradox of a journey of awakening, or a journey to know your light. He goes on to say, the journey affords you the ability to know this paradox and come to understand it, a paradox of light and love, of dark and fear, a paradox of life and death, and all that exists between these two poles of awareness and the cycle of being a human on earth. So there's so many things I can glean from this message. One is to not be afraid of the paradox, not be afraid of the dark, and for some of us, not be afraid of the light. Decades ago, when I was in college studying my undergrad in religious studies, and I was introduced to the Course in Miracles. I don't even know how I was introduced to the Course in Miracles. I think I may have seen the book in a bookstore, and I didn't read the entire book. It's not an easy read, but it is full of so much insight. And I would say so much of the book is about this paradox and what I've read from Marianne Williamson, A Return to Love. Many people attribute this quote by Marianne Williamson to Nelson Mandela. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. So that quote is much longer, but some of us are afraid of our light. So this paradox is something that I think is worth sitting with in contemplation when you have time, thinking about when you're on a journey of awakening to know your truth in all ways. How often are you chasing the light and foregoing the dark? How are you spending too much time in the darkness? And how are you able to, in very easy, practical ways, holding a balance and acceptance that the light and the dark coexist and are a part of our lives? I think it comes just through a conscious decision to accept the light and dark and not be afraid of either. Not be afraid of our brilliance. Not be afraid of when we think we're going to stumble and fall, because so much of our attention goes either to the future or the past, using past experiences and projecting them out into the future. So we're afraid to move forward. If we can accept that we have light and dark as a part of our lives and as a part of who we are, at least as much as we know ourselves now, let's move toward acceptance and allow this phenomenon of life be teachers for us. One of the most practical ways I do this is to use my objective, curious part of my brain and kind of see the light and dark as something outside of myself in terms of being teachers. You know, you can dress them up, you can put a hat on them, and light may look one way, dark may look another. And sometimes I will have a conversation with them in my little room that I may create in my meditation. I think if we're able to have conversations, not only with the light and dark, or our fears or our anxiety, have conversations with them, not unlike the Pixar movie about emotions, which I found fascinating. We can take the charge off and we can learn about ourselves in all ways. Okay, so now I want to just wrap up, because I love pulling an oracle card for the end of our time together. And this lovely deck, Mother Mary Oracle by Alana Fairchild, was introduced to me by my dear friend Jen, who I hope is listening. And I remember she brought this over to my house, and I believe it was either before or after New Year's. I think it was after New Year's, years ago. And I think this was my first introduction to Alana Fairchild's Oracle decks, which are amazing. She's done quite a few of them. Rumi is also a wonderful deck that she did. And what an incredible channeler too, because you can really tell that she's channeling a lot of this information. So the card that I pulled was number 5, if you have the deck, Our Lady of Soul Birth. And I'm just going to read a little bit because it's quite long. The journey of the soul is a gritty one. It entails encounters with realms of light, with pure love and heavenly rapture. It also entails encounters with negativity, fear, doubt, shame, guilt, grief, anger, and suffering. Such is the mysterious experience of being a divine human in the making. We encounter bliss and despair in order to become whole. It is through our wholeness that we are capable of allowing the divine presence to manifest through us as it wishes to, according to a higher plan. The more open we are to life with acceptance, especially when we don't understand it, the more we can allow our soul to lead us through life into our divine destiny. When our soul leads us, we avoid the obstacles created by our mind. With the mind's tendencies to reject and judge, we would inhibit the flowing assistance of our soul. And that's another take on acceptance. So what I just want to leave with you is really just sit with this paradox of light and dark in your life. Think about how it plays out and how you work with it, whether you're aware of it or not, and find practical ways, like I mentioned, either in meditation, speaking to the light and dark as if they were in a room with you, a safe room that you create in your mind as you're in meditation, or perhaps create an altar that reflects the light and the dark. I think it's really powerful to have objects on our altar that reflect both the light and dark when we're learning about this paradox. Because once we learn a paradox, it no longer becomes a paradox. It really just becomes a part of our awareness that we've accepted. Okay, in the coming weeks, we are going to have some wonderful guests. One that I would love to inform you about now is we're going to have Fox back, who is an amazing soul reader. She can tap into one soul signature, and with her keen clairvoyance, she can intuitively know the animal that is in alignment with your soul. We've had her on the past. I welcome you to check out our interview with Fox. We're going to be talking about probably a lot of things, but one that's been intriguing me lately is the moon. And I look forward to that conversation and sharing it with you. Okay, much love. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Intuition Talks. As we kick off this new podcast, we would be extremely grateful if you would share with friends who may find the podcast informative, helpful, or simply entertaining. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram as well at Intuition Talks Podcast. To connect with us individually, you can go to kristinomara.net and tinaelmoody.com to learn about our books, newsletters, services, and everything in between. Our links are there for you in the show description. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, be well and keep stepping forward.